pressed.
A pressed peach?
Yes, when it's pressed, you can't get it off the hull.
The beans just stick.
It sticks right to it, yes, sir.
And beans that don't have to be shelled?
Snap beans.
And that the ones that do have to be shelled?
Butter beans.
And the tops of turnips or beets that you can eat?
Yes.
What do you call that?
Well, you can eat beets. I never did a lot. Too red for me, but sometimes I eat some.
Is this the top part? What do you call that?
That's the top of it. The beet, the root of it, the beet is made like a turnip, but it's red.
Mm-hmm.
See?
And if you call
the top is kind of red, just colored like, you know, about like that bush you used to hang on the fence. But you don't eat the top. Tell her so herself. I'll go any day she can me.
You ever call them salad?
Hmm?
You ever call a salad? Tops of turnips or beets?
Yes, yeah. When it's young, it's called salad.
Yes. And corn that's shucked and boiled, you just eat it with your
hands? Corn on the cob.
Corn on the cob? Which one? You say corn on the cob, but you say roasting ears?
Yes, I've got roasting ears, but males are telling me to call it corn on the cob. And they like it, you know. Mama bought some corn on the cob. They'll eat that away and dip it up out the plate and eat it, you know, like fries come.
And a little animal that's black with a white stripe and smells bad if you're scary.
A polecat.
A zebra.
No, zebra.
He got black white
stripes. A zebra. Get around and you see.
And if you, what do you call a little creature? Some of them live on land and some in the water, and they jump. Some of them are this big and some of them are over this big. They either live in the land or in the water.
A lizard?
Jump. These jump.
Jump from the water to the water. That's a toad frog.
A toad frog on...
He jumped that away, that away.
A toad frog on land?
On land? Yeah, he jumps in the water. If you see one out there now, they hop in their yard every now and then.
And how about the big ones that live in the water?
Bullfrog.
And you have frogs that live in frogs that live in trees that tell you when it's going to rain.
Oh.
Yeah, they call water frogs.
Spring frogs.
I'm making lots of fuss. It's going.
Some people think that when they sing that it's going to rain.
Yeah, that's right.
Ain't up this singing around here.
I'm glad.
But it started raining though.
What do you call a bug that flies around and sends off light?
Lightning.
And how about...
For making light.
I don't know. And how about small bugs like this?
Ladybug.
Filmy wings.
Yeah, that's right, ladybug.
Ladybugs? I wonder, a ladybug... these are this big, and they've got
a moth.
Filmy wings.
Moth.
Black wings. A dragonfly.
Call them a dragonfly.
I got a name for them.
Come out a moth. A butterfly.
That's right.
Make that was a skeeter hawk.
No, he's tail catching.
I ain't ever.
All right, I'll go with you. The skeeter hawk a little bit. Anyway.
You ever call that a snake doctor?
No, that's who boo boo.
What?
That's who the voodoo is.
Oh, that's who the voodoo?
Yeah,
no. Now, you see, mister, they talk so much and tell the death. If you don't read, reading helps anybody. They talk so much, so they won't have good knowledge about what they ought to have knowledge about. There is a bug grows that long, and he's a black bug, and he got little horns, and you call him a bill bug.
What he do?
Huh?
Please.
I have never seen him do nothing but crawl, but you find him on the wood. Just laid on the ground.
Oh, yeah, it's
on
the ground right now, then. Bill.
Bill Bug. That's what I'm going to tell about. But I'll tell you what.
It grows so big and hard, ain't it?
People don't know what things is good for. Lots of folks don't know what things.